Blog Talk Radio.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of hosts, guests, and callers. Once again, thank you for listening and participating with BVM Global Kingdom.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, Lord, burdens down, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burdens down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burdens down. Oh, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Peace and greetings to all. We give thanks to the Most High God, the great I Am, Ahaya Shah Ahaya. I am that I am. We give honor to his son, Christ the Messiah, Yeshua Yeshaya, Yahusha, Jesus. We give honor to each and every one of you. The listeners here today is tuning in from another broadcast coming from BVM Global Kingdom. And I am the host, speaker today, senior pastor of the BVM Global Kingdom, the elder George Rita, and by my side, the chaplain, Valerie. We just want to greet and we thank, first of all, the Almighty. We greet each and every one of you with the words Namaste and the words Shalom. We also greet you Assalamu Alaikum, and also may the peace of Christ, the Messiah, be with you. We are so glad that the Most High allowed us to go and carried us through the week, allowed us to come to this time as the eve is the nighttime and the sunset in the beginning of his Shabbat. And we thank you, Most High, for just carrying us through the week with no hurt, harm, or danger to ourselves, or to our families, or to our friends and our neighbors. We thank you. We thank you because you are a merciful God, and you are the true, living, and only God on this earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son, Christ, the Messiah, for being an example and being the sacrifice for us, giving us that atonement to bring us back and reconcile us back into you. We thank you for blessing us with the provisions that you blessed us with, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with shelter over our heads, food on our table, Lord, clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet. We thank you for making a way out of no way, for being a way maker and a provider. We thank you for never leaving us, nor forsaken us. But most of all, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit through your Son Christ, the Messiah, to help us, Lord, and teach us all things. But Lord, we're grateful. We're grateful not only for the things that you blessed us with, Lord, but even the running water to wash our bodies and to drink. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with the substance of gas to warm our water and warm so we can take a hot bath and to cook our food with. We thank you for electricity, Lord, where are we at? So we're able to light the appliances and light the things here. Lord, we thank you for even the oil that we have to keep warm during the winter. Lord, we thank you, and it's nonstop for what you do. But you are a merciful God. You are a blessing God. And we just thank you, Lord, even just for some people, the little things, but to us, Lord, just allowing us to be on your wake-up list to see another day. And we ask that when we lay down to sleep tonight, Heavenly Father, that you watch over us tonight as we lay down to sleep. And you allow us to be on your wake-up list on tomorrow as you wake us up on tomorrow. Because all our lives are in your hand. And all souls here on this earth belong to you, the just and the unjust. We pray for our sinful brothers and sisters, Lord, that may not have a relationship with you yet. But Lord, we're praying that you breathe your breath of life, your ruach, into them, their mind, into their heart, into their ears, so they may hear your word. And Lord, and to continue to be patient with them, those that are not ready yet, and those who are ready, Lord, for repentance and a turnaround and a restart here on this earth, and for your blessings of eternal life. You know, Chaplain, this week has been something else, but you know what? Even as we come into this time, as we go into the Shabbat, you know, I just, because this rings through my spirit, is that the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it reminds me of the scripture that Isaiah said, and we can read that too, Isaiah 55, when he said, taste and see, come and drink without price, and taste and see how good the Lord is. And that's just how good he is. Some people doubt him, but they don't know nothing about him. But I know, because he does wonderful things time after time after time. And he puts his armor and his umbrella around us. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for giving me a renewed mind. And we spoke about this on last night in Romans 12, 1 and 2. The renewed mind and allowing me to be a living sacrifice, Lord. To building your kingdom, Lord, and doing your work and doing your will. And that you continue to guide us and you continue to allow broken vessels to grow, Lord. Remove anything that's not of you, anything that's not of your holiness or your righteousness or your kingdom, Lord. Disassociate it, disattach it from us, Lord. Surround us with those who want to do your will. Surround us, Lord God, with those who are looking to build your kingdom, Lord, and to help others. Let us have unity, Lord, with our sisters and brothers, those that's in Christ and even those that may not be in Christ, so that we come together teaching them your ways, teaching them your word. Lord, showing them the path and being an example and light, not only to them, but to others in the world that may not even be of this fold, Lord, but you said all souls are yours, Lord. And let us continue to be a light and example. You know, I don't know if you found that scripture in Isaiah 55, taste and see.
I have Isaiah 54:13.
I'm sorry. It's 54:13. Read that.
Okay.
I may have had the wrong scripture. I apologize. I know it was in Isaiah.
Yes, you did.
I don't know if it was 55 or 54. But that's that 54 and 13. Read that chapter, please.
And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children.
Mm-hmm.
In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. And so also in the cross-reference to that, Psalm 34:8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is he, that man that trust in him. That was the cross reference from the Isaiah.
Psalm 34:8. You know what? Because I don't know. Because I know. You know, let's just go to Isaiah 55.
Okay.
And let's read that. Let's see what that said. Just from my curiosity. It may not be the taste and see. That could be the cross-reference in the psalm. But let's see what Psalms 55 says. Start at verse 1.
Psalm or Isaiah?
No, Isaiah. I'm sorry. Isaiah 55.
Okay.
Like you said the Psalms. I went there, but that's a cross-reference to that. Isaiah 55 and 1. Read that.
I crack up because when I start looking for them, I get everything but the one that we asked for.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. I said, okay. That's the whole Bible lesson right there.
Isaiah 55.
It says, whole. Everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters.
Come on.
And he that had no money,
mm-hmm.
come ye buy.
Yeah.
And eat ye, come.
Yeah.
Buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Yes, read.
Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and mm-hmm. your labor for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good.
What? And eat that which
eat
is good.
That which is good.
Uh-huh.
And let your soul delight itself in fatness. In other words, satisfaction.
Yes.
Satiety.
Yes. See
you're
that?
Satisfied.
Is that it on that? Or
no, I mean, this.
Come on. Is it another verse?
Yes. Incline your ear and come unto me.
Mm-hmm.
Hear and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David.
Look at that.
Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou know not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Yeah.
Let the wicked forsake his way,
uh-huh.
and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Yes.
And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
See that.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
yeah.
so are my ways higher than your ways,
mm-hmm.
and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Wait a minute. Everyone think that they know the way of the word of the Lord, of the Most High, the Heavenly Father, and how he think and do things.
Oh, no.
Try to figure it out. But just as we, as the prophet Isaiah said, his words are not our words.
That's
and his
right.
thoughts are not our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We can't try to figure out why and what he do. And I don't try to, because it's his will.
It's his will.
And I don't worry about no vengeance, because he said vengeance is mine. But I do warn those who come against the children of his, because the righteousness of them, because he said what he's going to do. Now, I forewarn those, hey, look, when you got a child of God, a man or a woman of God that's doing the will of God, you be careful on the things you say and the things you do, because they don't get no physical battles. Now, they leave the battle to the Almighty, and who knows what he does. We've seen in scripture, we've seen in his word what he do to those that harm his and belong to him. When he wiped people out of existence, he put famines on lands. He did destroyed them with earthquakes, tornadoes, and fires, and waters,
and floods.
Floods, and he did this two times. But that's what I'm saying. The true man and woman of God is going to say, listen, you better turn from your wicked ways, straighten out the wrong that you've done. Correct it. Get it, because we all want you to have salvation with the Lord. And this also explains in Isaiah, to think that they're going to remove or take away Judah, which came through the line of David.
Anyway.
Which Christ came through.
Anyway.
And Christ, the word, the Heavenly Father said that David and Judah is going to be here forever.
And ever.
Forever. Okay? Even the ones that don't think they even know they're Judah are still lost walking around here with no identity of who they are, where they come from, or even about who the true and living God is. But there is Judah out here. But not only is there Judah, because then there's another false narrative or false information when some that call themselves Judah or a certain sect or call themselves the Jew or Jewish think that they're the only ones that are here. Because as far as when I look back, Judah was only one tribe. And all the tribes come from the tribe of Israel.
Mm.
And Israel is not a country. It's not a land, even though it was named that. It's not a religion. It's a nationality, bloodline of people. Mm-hmm. And when I looked and I searched the scripture, there were 12 different tribes. So that means it's a mixed multitude of Israel, of different tribes, from Dan, Benjamin, Joseph,
Issachar,
Levi, Judah,
Manasseh.
I mean, well, that was the son
was
of
the
Joseph
son,
that was
Joseph,
changed
yeah.
to one of his tribes. But there's 12 different tribes. And they all
Levi,
yes, the priest tribe, Levi, Gad, Dan, you know, they were all different tribes. They were a mixed multitude, and they looked like different shades of people. Some got straight hair, some got nappy hair, some got light skin, some got dark skin, all right? But they still my brothers and my sisters in Zion. And my brothers and sisters, even in Christ. And the thing about it, most of the folks that are of these 12 tribes don't even know who they are and don't know the blessing and the promises that was given to them as a people. But you know what? That's why the Almighty sent ministers, preachers, and teachers to teach them the way and show them the way. Because when you know a true man and woman of God, okay, they teach you about integrity. They teach you about dignity. They teach you about wisdom and understanding and intelligence, not only in the word, but holiness and righteousness of the Holy Spirit. And it's a package. But this is this assurity.
Yep.
Just as the prophecy was prophesied on King David of that deliverer for the people, for Israel, is going to come through David. And we know that the deliverer that was going to come through David for salvation was Christ, the Messiah, who, for those who are not sure, was a Hebrew. And he also was an Israelite. one of the 12 tribes of the tribe of Judah. All right? And I just wanted to put that just for an informational piece. So we don't, no one don't think that we're just coming up with this with our own information. This is all in books. It's in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Old Testament is in the Tanakh. The Torah is in the Old Testament, is in the New Testament. Read it. Open up the book and read it. Get an understanding. Because a lot of folks want you to believe a different story instead of what is in the history book. It describes our Messiah and our Christ, of who he comes from, and even the people of God. And we know the story of Israel, all right, and the 12 tribes. I'm getting back on subject again about taste and see, because once you get and you find out who you are, or even some folks that may not even look like us, but they're similar. They got similar bloodline. They may look like me. They may not have the woolly hair. They may, but they got the same skin tone. Some light shade, some dark shade. Their hair may be a little different. But you could still are one of the tribes. I mean, it's so fascinating. But that's just the bloodline. The thing about it is to get the spirit of the Almighty into you and get the promises of the holiness and the righteousness that set you apart from all other nations on this earth. Now, the Most High has a special relationship with you. And through Christ, when Christ tore down those barriers, even of those who are part of the 12 tribes of Israel, and even the Gentile nations, the Almighty opened up the door for you. If you believe in him, and you believe he came here, and you believe that he died and rose for us to give us eternal life and atonement for our sinful ways, our sinful state of our ancestors and even us today. And I'm going to close right there because that Isaiah 55, and what verse you stop at? 1-4. That was just 1-4? That was some good stuff right there. And that's just give you the understanding and the knowledge of what the prophet Isaiah was speaking and prophesied about Judah, King David, and how the bloodline was going to come through King David, through Christ. Because the Most High God sees something in King David, just like he sees something in you. And don't believe what everyone says about you.
Mm-hmm.
People may slander your name. People may do things against you.
Mm-hmm.
People may try to harm you. People may do all kinds of things to you. But if God is for you, against you. And if God prophesies for you to do a will or a work, there's nothing on this earth that can stop it. You're going to do that
work. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do the will of the Almighty. I'm going to stop right there, Chaplain. Anything you want to add on this, on this Isaiah 55, 1-4, or anything you want to say as far as prayer for tonight?
When the word has gone forth and the Holy Spirit is in, it's been done. Thus says the Lord. I don't have to say any more. Amen.
Amen. Now, is there a prayer you want to put out for a family member, friends, or anyone? Or for yourself, for broken vessels? Close this out in prayer for tonight.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you today for your majesty, your mercifulness, your benevolence. We thank you because you are the Most High God. We thank you because you have given us what we call free will. You have given us your Son, the Christ, so that you could become closer to us. And we thank you for embedding the Holy Spirit in all of us so that we know the directions in which we should go in. So Lord, as we close out this prayer today, we're not closing out from you. Continue to bless those who are listening in the country and out of the country, and bless the families that are listening. Bless the families of broken vessels. Continue to bless Pastor George in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you all for tuning in for a Friday night prayer. And remember, you stay in the word. You stay meditating the word day and night. And you stay prayerful. Because remember, Yeshua, Jesus is the living word. You be blessed. Hope that you can tune in again. We'll be on again tomorrow at 5 o'clock. 319-315-7900.